Good morning. The Big Show is on the radio, rolling through your Friday morning, November the 15th. I told you about our special guest in the studio. Here we go, J.T. Scruggs, Earl Scruggs Center Chairman and Earl's nephew, and Emily Epley, Executive Director of the Earl Scruggs Center. Emily, J.T., good morning again, y'all.
Good morning.
Man, y'all met Pearl when he came in, you know.
We did.
When your Uncle J.T., when Earl was in the studio playing live, man, when I first got my dog Pearl and I named her Pearl Scruggs Isley. and I told her, "That's Pearl Scruggs." Yeah. It was named after you. Yeah. Because remember when they played it, "Pearl, Pearl, Pearl, don't give your love to Earl."
Yeah. That's right.
Well, that was so neat. I tell you what, that's one of my best memories. One of the best people I've ever met. When somebody asked me, you know, all the people you've met, I say, man, Earl Scruggs is right at the top of the list. He was something.
Thank you, John Boy.
Man.
Obviously, I'm prejudiced, but you know how I feel.
I'm not blood. I think he's a pretty fine fella, too.
And I'm telling you, just tickled to death about the Earl Scruggs Center. Now, y'all been working on this for, since like 2008?
The initial concepts for this project and another project that were being done at the same time was 2006.
Describe what the center is going to be doing.
Well, the center is the Music and Stories from the American South. It's the Earl Scruggs Center, Music and Stories from the American South. And it basically, in a nutshell, tells the story of this amazing man, Earl Scruggs, who changed the world of music through the way he played the banjo and the place that he came from. Uh-huh. And so it will talk about the cultural traditions that make that area so unique, but that you also saw embodied in Earl and his music and his life.
Now, something, the way Earl did touch the music world, I mean, one of my favorite CDs that I still have was Earl's album when Elton John came, Don Henley, Sting. Yeah.
Right.
You're talking about the giants of the music business that just tickle to death to be on the album with Earl.
Well, you know, I think he was always so innovative. He was always wanting to change, and he'd always say, you know, if I can see a light at the end of the tunnel, I want to keep moving towards it. Mm-hmm. I want to keep changing things. He was never happy just doing the same thing all the time.
And that's what American music does. It throws a lot of things into a pot, and you see what comes out, and it's just an amazing thing that none of these groups would have thought of on their own.
You know, in our videos, and that we have several hours of Earl and the boys and other artists, but the artists always talk about Earl's innovation and how he was continuing to change things and how he influenced the industry. And they said, you know, you have to really be careful when you go on a show with him because he's always changing something. We got some amazing stories from a lot of people.
Well, y'all, we're telling you early, the grand opening day finally comes to fruition. The Earl Scruggs Center is Saturday, January the 11th, 2014. So this coming January the 11th, going to have daytime festivities throughout the day in Uptown Shelby, North Carolina, on the square, with a dedication ceremony at 1 p.m. And then you got a big evening event coming up, man. Music and Stories. Vince Gill, Travis Tritt coming in, Sam Bush. Of course, Randy and Gary Scruggs, Jim Mills. That's going to be
Rob Ike's
going to be there as well.
Wow. Yeah,
the best of the best.
And that's going to be at Shelby High School's Malcolm Brown Auditorium, where Earl has twice performed for events for the Earl Scruggs Center.
That's correct.
Wow, man.
That's correct.
It's going to be an exciting night.
It's going to be
really special.
It is.
Yeah.
Just tickled to death, man. Right up the road here, Shelby, North Carolina. And y'all, no matter where you're listening to the Big Show this morning across the country, you can go to earlscruggscenter.org. You got time now to plan a trip.
Absolutely.
This would be a great weekend
trip
to come up.
And if you can't make it that weekend, we're going to be open from then on. We'd love to have folks join us anytime that they can come and stay and enjoy themselves.
What kind of hours
What
kind of hours do you keep for the center? Oh,
it'll be open 30 hours a week. It'll be Wednesday through Sunday, and the hours will vary slightly, but 10 to 6 Wednesdays, 10 to 4 Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday 1 to 5.
Okay. Weekend trip.
And we do tour groups and all that kind of thing.
Okay, y'all. So for all the info you need regarding hours, memberships, event rentals, available on the website, it's earlscruggscenter.org.
That's correct.
We'll put a link on our site.
Okay, we'll do that. Okay, good. We'll put a link up at thebigshow.com, and you can click on the Earl Scruggs Center And that'll take you right to the website.
Fantastic.
So plan your trip. January the 11th is opening day. The festivities all day long into the evening. Uptown Shelby, North Carolina.
And y'all excuse Ed for being so talky today. I mean, that's the most I've ever heard him say.
He's so shy. We understand.
That's our Ed no. Yes, it is. But thank y'all so much for letting us know about it. We'll be talking about it and can't wait to see it.
Thanks
y'all.
So much. Thank you appreciate it. Thanks for helping us spread the word.
Emily and JT, absolutely.
And I'd like to say to all you guys, Earl thought the world of you. And Louise did, and thank you for what you meant to them.
Oh, wow. I mean, you just give me goosebumps, JT, because, I mean, like I said, that's just, man, just so honored to be able to meet him and actually call him a friend, and that's, and the Earl and Louise, boy, she was a firecracker,
too. She was a piece of work.
She was. Y'all, all right, y'all. Earl Scruggs Center opening January 11th. Go to thebigshow.com and click on the link. Thank y'all once again.
Thank you.
Thank you.